This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Hi, Stephen. My name's Charlie. I'd like to say thank you for your great show. I'm an avid listener. I think it's brilliant, very informative and easy listening and jovial. Really good. Thank you. The other thing about the guide dogs, taxis, I've had refusals, many of them. I've had taxis turn up and then just drive back off, so no dog, and out the window over the years. One particular one that stands out was I'd been to a tribunal and my barrister had said he was going to go to the train station, and I said, well, that's where I'm going. He said, come, we'll share a taxi. So he ordered the black cab. One turned up. When he saw the dog, he said, oh, I can't have that in the car. And the barrister said, right, is that the case? Here's my card. I'm going to see you in court. Get in touch with on the radio to your boss and tell him that you're going to send another taxi out and the reason why. And this guy says, no, sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Please, please bring the dog in. That's not a problem. And he said he didn't want to charge at the end of the destination because he felt that guilty, you know. But yeah, it is a problem. But I do see, on their defence, that you know certain dogs, particularly retrievers, Labradors, German Shepherds, shed a lot of hair, even if you brush them a lot. And it's hard to get out the carpet. I mean, my brother is telling me he's still got my old dog's hairs coming out of his carpet and stuff, you know, even after 2-3 years. So, anyway, thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, I'm only a fairly new guide dog owner. I've only had Polly here for a couple of years. And so far, I've been quite lucky, and I've not been refused by a taxi driver. And I have use the taxi service quite a lot locally, and I tend to use the same one, and they are quite guide dog friendly, and I always make sure when I ring up for a taxi to pick me up from my house that I tell them that I've got a guide dog, and they know this, and they would send somebody out that's quite happy to have a guide dog in the car. So that works quite well. And I have travelled quite a bit through London and been up to Hereford, the Royal College for the Blind, and I've not had a problem really with using taxis at all. So I've been quite lucky that way. I have been refused entry from a local cafe, and I have had local restaurants not happy about me coming in with my guide dog, and I did have a situation quite recently where I got refused entry and I reported the cafe and they were visited by guide dogs, and I also had an article about it in the local press with my guide dog trainer, because I know at the moment guide dogs have a campaign going here in the UK, because about 50% of people with guide dogs are being refused entry into restaurants, refused entry to use taxis and various other public places, and it is becoming more of a problem. But for me, taxis so far haven't been a problem, but I would say restaurants and cafes have.
My name is Kual and I live in Peterborough. Some time ago, I wanted to get a cab from Asda as I had a lot of shopping. I also have a guide dog. The cab that I wanted to get said that they would not take me because of my guide dog. So I got in touch with the council and told him what had happened. They then took all the details, i.e. the company name, as I had also gone to the controller of that said cab company. The driver was then called in and he was docked some points. Sometime later, I met the same driver again, and he said he would do the same. Always refuse me with a guide dog. As a result, I take the same company, not that one that refused me, and always stick to that company because I know they will not refuse me.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.